I'm disappointed, mate. I thought there was a case. And when you hear people like Nathan Buckley this morning, who we might just replay, have a listen to this. This is what Bucks thought about the incident this morning on The Morning Glory.
Stephen May's decision to take Rockliffe off his feet before going back to the ball is a logical football decision. It's a decision that every good defender would make. So I'd hope that would be taken into account. If there's any consistency at all, I think we should see that, sorted.
You could hear Andrew Marr laughing about the consistency. And, you know, when you saw Ballantyne last year, I know they're a little bit different. But, Ox, you tell me, mate. What could he have done in that situation? No, you're a backman. What do you do in that situation? Do you just dive on the ball?
No.
Take out his legs?
No, you got the footy. The footy was in between them.
So you just try and pick up the ball?
So you go and try and pick up the footy. But you know what? I kind of get the decision. I don't know, it sounds silly.
Yeah, I know.
If you choose to bump and you make contact, you're always going to be open for speculation. It's going to be open for speculation, and you're going to put yourself at the mercy of the tribunal and match review panel. So players have to adjust. We've seen Buddy Franklin have to adjust. He was a terrible bumper. He did it many, many times and got reported. So it's an adjustment that players have to make. Instead of going the man, go the footy. And that's all they want. And if you do go the man, you're going to have to wear it.
9-4-2-9-11-16. You can have your say. What do you think about Stephen May giving 3 weeks?
I don't like it, but I understand it. We don't want blokes being knocked out. That's one thing we don't want.
I understand.
And if you do knock them out, and you're unlucky enough to knock them out, because no one deliberately goes and knocks someone out, if you're unlucky to knock them out, you're going to have to wear it.
What about if some blokes get knocked out a little easier than others, Ox? I mean, for instance, Jimmy Thunder got knocked out, you know, with a little glance, basically, in the end, as a boxer. Mm. Some people do get knocked out easier than others. When you see
but if you go the footy, if you go the footy in the man instead of the man, the chance of knocking someone out is diminished, and you'll never be accused, right, or you'll never be cited if you go the football.
Because when you watch the footage of the incident, I mean, when I first saw it, I thought he must have banged his head on the ground, and that's why he was knocked out. But then you hear Tom Rockliffe talk, and he said, "No, I was out before I even touched the ground."
Yeah.
So when you actually watch it on the TV, you can't see much shoulder to chin at all. You can't see it.
No.
Yeah, well, let's take a few calls. 9-4-2-9-11-16.